Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Obviously not a great week in the world of sports. We do have the Home Run Derby tonight. A couple of quiet days coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. We do have the Open Championship starting on Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit of everything on the show throughout the week. Today, it's Ryan Horvath Day on Send It In. We're talking Packers. We're talking Notre Dame. So we're going to have our guy join us here in a little bit, get his thoughts on both of his squads. We'll also talk Home Run Derby. Got a lot of good information for you guys on some of the participants, who you should target to bet tonight to win the Derby. So we'll dive into that. And then, of course, the year's final major in golf. We got the Open Championship out at Port Rush on Thursday. We'll dive into that, let you guys know about the course, some of the golfers that I would keep an eye on as we get towards Thursday. And then, as always, we'll give out our favorite plays of the day. We'd love to hear from you guys throughout the show. Make sure you chime in at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guy, Ryan Horvath, host of BetMGM Tonight, which you can catch 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Fridays, right here on the BetMGM Network. Make sure you guys give Ryan a follow on X at Ryan Horvath. Ryan, you are a massive Notre Dame fan. You are a massive Green Bay Packers fan. We're talking both of those teams on the show today. Had to have you on to get your thoughts on both. Let me just ask you point blank, which team are you most excited for this upcoming season? Notre Dame, obviously, in the title game last year. Green Bay, always a solid team, usually make the playoffs every single season. Which team are you more excited to watch, though, this upcoming year, the Irish or the Packers?
Man, that's a really good question off the top, Peach, because I think both are going to be pretty good this season. I'm going to go with Notre Dame, though, right? Like last year, I didn't see that run coming. In fact, I actually considered betting their season win total under. They prove me wrong. They get all the way to the title game. They score on that opening drive. Knew that wasn't sustainable. But I'm going to go with Notre Dame, man. I'm really excited for what Marcus Freeman is building there. I know that there were some doubters a couple of years ago. Hell, there were some doubters last year after they dropped that game to Northern Illinois, but I'm really excited for this Irish team this year.
I am too. And as you mentioned, they made the title game last year. They should be loaded again this season. Their schedule off the top, though, Ryan, is about as tough as it can get, right? Week one road trip to Miami, then a bye week, and then you get the home and home with A&M and South Bend this year after making the trip to College Station last season. How do you see the start of the year going for Notre Dame with those two games against Miami and A&M off the bat?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous for the Miami game, especially they bring in Carson Beck at quarterback. I'm not the biggest Mario Cristobal guy, but man, he could recruit and he could hit the transfer portal. I'm not quite sure that he could coach, though, but that game scares me. That's why if you're looking to play Notre Dame futures, national title prices, maybe you hold off until after week one. If they drop that game, you're going to get a much, much better price. And then they play Texas A&M. They beat them last year, but I do like Mike Elko as a head coach. Knows Notre Dame pretty well. Spent some time there on the defensive side of the ball. That game also scares me. And then you have Arkansas and Boise State all before week six. So that's what it comes down to, man. That schedule scares me a little bit. And then the quarterback position. CJ Carr takes over. He's going to have a lot of talent at the wide receiver position with Jaden Greathouse coming back. He had that big title game. They also get Malachi Fields from Virginia, who caught 113 balls the last 2 years in the ACC. And then Jeremiah Love. He's a legit Heisman candidate. 1,125 yards last year, 17 touchdowns. Jadarian Price also back in the backfield. He almost had 800 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns. Williams is back in the backfield. I guess my concern would be the opening of the schedule, like you said, and then their offensive line. It should still be a strength, but they lost some guys in the portal. So if they could get past Miami and A&M, I think they're going to run the table this year.
What are you expecting out of CJ Carr? Like, do you expect him to be used like Riley Leonard was used last year? Great goal line, red zone threat with his legs, use him in short yardage, more of a pocket passer type. True freshman, especially early in the season, obviously playing Miami and A&M to start the year. What do you expect out of CJ? More so of a pocket passer type or again like a Riley Leonard version?
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be another Riley Leonard. He's a pocket passer, man. He's really calm in the pocket from what I'm hearing. He's 6'3", 200 pounds. So, like, if you're creating a quarterback in Madden, you know, he's got the perfect height and weight. I think he's going to be more in the pocket, though, more of your classic drop-back passer, especially, like I said, with the receiving group. I think the receiving group's better this year. I don't know about the tight end room, but with Greathouse coming back, you know, he really took off those final couple weeks of the season. Fields at Virginia, like I talked about. So I think you could expect more like your traditional pocket passer rather than like Riley Leonard, who, like I was talking about on that opening drive, man, what did he have, like 8 carries? He was missing a chunk of his helmet. He was throwing up on the sidelines. I think CJ Carr is going to be more of your classic Notre Dame passer.
You mentioned Jeremiah Love might be worth a bet to win the Heisman. Would you actually bet him over CJ Carr if you were to bet somebody to win the Heisman on Notre Dame's roster? Would Love be your first bet in that market?
Man, again, just because I don't know how good CJ in fact, I didn't know it was months ago, man. I thought it was going to be, you know, when Ryan up and in mop-up duty and blowouts last year, he hit the transfer portal kind of late. So I would bet Jeremiah Love. He's a Notre Dame running back. I was talking about this a couple years ago with Audric Estime when he had that big season. I was like, man, if this was 1990 or 1988, he most likely would have been your Heisman finalist or the Heisman just because he's a Notre Dame running back. But I think the numbers might even be better this year, man. 1,125 yards on the ground last year. Dealt with that injury later on in the season, 17 touchdowns. I do worry a little bit, like, is he going to lose touches to Jadarian Price, to Williams? But I think he's still going to get 20 to 22 touches per game. So I would go with Jeremiah Love. I think that around 50 to 1 is a good price for him.
Your prediction for Notre Dame this season, Ryan, win total sitting at 10.5. They're about 15 to 1 to win the title again. Do you think they make the playoff? And if so, how far do you think they get this year?
I would lean over, man. I think that they split the Miami and Texas A&M games. And then, you know, Arkansas and Boise State are a little bit tricky, like I said, before week six. But I would go over. I think that they're probably 11-1 football team. They do have a new defensive coordinator. As good as that defense was last year, they lost a ton of talent. Now they bring in Chris Ash, but I like him. He was the defensive coordinator for Urban Meyer back in 2014 when Ohio State won the Natty. And I love Marcus Freeman, man. As long as he's the head coach, I would lean over. He's building something at this program. So I think that they're an 11-win football team.
There you go. Talking with Ryan Horvath here, host of BetMGM Tonight. Make sure you guys give Ryan a follow on X at Ryan Horvath. All right, let's go to your NFL team, the Green Bay Packers. Ryan, what's the biggest area of concern for you heading into the season with Green Bay?
For me, man, it's still the defensive side of the ball. I really like Jeff Hafley, who they brought in last year as defensive coordinator, but I worry a bit about the pass rush. You know, Rashawn Gary, the run-stop win rate stuff is really good. He's making $100-plus million. I would love to see him become a double-digit sack guy every single season. And then Lucas Van Ness, what is he? You know, now is a big prove-it year for him coming out of Iowa. he's going to get a lot of time. So I worry about the pass rush mainly in the secondary. I thought that they were going to be able to work out a deal with Jaire Alexander. Instead, he didn't want to take the pay cut, so he goes to your Baltimore Ravens. I love that pickup for you guys. That's my concern, the secondary and the pass rush. Offensive side of the ball, I think that they're going to be really good as long as Jordan Love stays healthy. If they're able to protect him, I think he could throw 30-plus touchdowns. So for me, it's still the defense.
What do you make of the division, the NFC North? Right now, Green Bay, the second betting favorite at plus 250. Detroit, obviously the favorite, then Minnesota and Chicago. Ryan, you really can make a case for any of these four teams, and I think you can make a legit argument for any of them winning the division. What would be the case, though, for Green Bay to win the division, and do you think they end up winning the NFC North?
I do think that they end up winning the NFC North, man. I think Detroit's going to take a step back. I'm not saying they're only going to win 7-8 games, but you lose Ben Johnson and you lose Aaron Glenn, so you lose your two coordinators. This year, we're going to find out just how good Dan Campbell is. Also, Jared Goff, I know he's had three straight seasons throwing over 4,000 yards, but remember what he looked like before he got to Detroit? You know, like Sean McVay benched him for a man named John Wolford, even going into the playoffs. So I worry that there might be some regression. Also, more outdoor games, not as many dome games for Jared Goff. I know some of those are early on in the season. And I worry about their pass rush, man. They had no pass rush last year, and that was with Aiden Hutchinson on the field. He led the league in pressures. Once he got hurt, defense fell off a cliff. I don't know who else you could trust. Marcus Davenport, he hasn't played 10-plus games in like four seasons. Minnesota's the ultimate wild card because I really like Kevin O'Connell, but we've never seen J.J. McCarthy throw an NFL pass in a regular season game. And I'm higher on most on the Bears, man. If they played an easier schedule, I would bet the Bears to win this division. I like Ben Johnson. I think Caleb's going to be under center a lot more. I'm still a big Caleb Williams fan. Look at the red zone numbers. He didn't have a single turnover. And I think he's going to get rid of the ball quicker. I worry still about their defense. That's why I feel like Green Bay is the safe pick, man. Again, if Jordan Love could stay healthy, I love the moves that they've made this offseason. Now, do I really want to be paying three offensive guards all that money after drafting one last year? Not so much. But Josh Jacobs, even at 28 years old, I don't think that there's going to be a drop-off. Marshawn Lloyd is going to be a hell of a backup that nobody's talking about because he got hurt last year. And then for the first time in two-plus decades, they took a wide receiver in the first round. I didn't think Matthew Golden was going to be there because I didn't think he was going to get past Dallas. But I like him. I like Romeo Dobbs. I like Jaden Reed. They have a ton of weapons. I think Green Bay is the safe pick, but if you want to get crazy, man, I don't hate taking a shot with the Bears. I know the schedule's tough, but I really do like Ben Johnson, and I think Caleb's going to be very good.
Yeah, Bears plus 550 to win the NFC North. The Packers are plus 250. He's Ryan Horvath. Give him a follow on X at Ryan Horvath. Host of BetMGM tonight. Make sure you guys check that out. 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, Mondays through Fridays, right here on the BetMGM Network. Ryan, always great talking to you, my friend. Appreciate the time, and talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Peach. Go James Wood, plus 450, home run derby winner tonight.
You already know. We're going to get into that later on in the show. Love the James Wood look from our guy, Ryan Horvath. All right, let's talk a little bit of Notre Dame here on the show, you guys, right? Obviously, you look at Notre Dame's schedule, and immediately your eyes go to their first two games of the season. The road trip at Miami week one, bye week, get reset, and then get ready for A&M in week three. Notre Dame right now a 3-point favorite in that week one matchup against Miami. Against A&M, obviously depends on what happens against Miami, but I would expect probably Notre Dame to be about a 6.5-7-point favorite, something like that, against Texas A&M. Then they're going to be a big favorite in every other game after that. The road trip to Arkansas could be a little tricky in Fayetteville. That's never an easy trip, going on the road, playing against an SEC team. And then even though Boise State doesn't have Ashton Jeanty anymore, still the top-tier team in the group of five, going to be a difficult game there against Boise. But after that, NC State, USC at home, Boston College on the road, Navy, Pitt, Syracuse, Stanford. They have Purdue in between A&M and Arkansas. So really shouldn't be any games that Notre Dame trip up on outside of the marquee games. I think it is so important to note, again, that loss to Northern Illinois last year that Notre Dame suffered. It really changed, I think, the landscape of Marcus Freeman's coaching career in South Bend. It completely changed Notre Dame's season, and I think it's going to be something that he will always, always harp on from years on out, right? Just the highs and lows of a season, never taking anybody for granted, and never having that letdown game after they started the year with that big win on the road in College Station, really giving Marcus Freeman that marquee win to follow it up, losing as nearly four touchdown favorites to Northern Illinois. They never lost a game again until the national championship against Ohio State, and Freeman would bring up that game a ton and how it really motivated the team the rest of the season. So if there was a team in college football that you would feel good about not losing a game that they probably should win as big favorites, you would think it's probably Notre Dame, because there are a lot of guys still on the roster this year that were part of that team last year who lost to Northern Illinois, know what that loss felt like, and want to make sure that it doesn't happen again. So there's a reason why Notre Dame's win total is at 10.5. The over is even money at plus 100, and the under is minus 120. I think a lot of people look at Notre Dame's schedule, and they think, just like Ryan did, that they're going to split those two games against Miami and Texas A&M. I don't think Notre Dame is losing both of those games. I think they either split or I think they win both of them. I think there's a very good chance they could win both of those games. They probably do end up splitting both games, though. I will say, Marcus Freeman has certainly at this point established himself as one of the best coaches in college football. And even though Mario Cristobal is solid, definitely a good recruiter, Mike Elko, good coach in his own right as well, both of those guys are not Marcus Freeman. So Notre Dame having the advantage in both of those games going into it with a coaching edge, and then you give Freeman the entire offseason to game plan for Miami, that's advantage Notre Dame. Then you have a bye week before the A&M game, 2 weeks to prep for that, advantage again, Notre Dame. So even though they open their schedule with two extremely difficult games, they get multiple weeks to prepare for both of those games. You cannot not love how Notre Dame opened the schedule last year against A&M. That defense was flying around. They made just enough plays on offense to score enough points to give themselves to win and go into that hostile environment in College Station and get the win. The environment that they played against A&M with in College Station isn't going to be anywhere near what it's going to be like in Miami. There are going to be a ton of Notre Dame fans there in Hard Rock Stadium. So I think Notre Dame's got a great chance to win both of those games. I think they got a great chance to run the table this year in the regular season and go undefeated. I do like their win total over at 10.5 at plus 100. Not going to be many win totals that I like over for teams that have 10.5, right? Ohio State, we already talked about them. I like their under. Texas is at 10.5. I would look at their under as well. We'll get to them later on throughout the Send It In as we preview a bunch of the SEC teams over the next couple weeks. But I like Notre Dame's over 10.5 wins at plus 100. I think this is a team that either goes undefeated or gets tripped up one time. Wouldn't do anything in the Heisman market. I would actually go with Jeremiah Love over CJ Carr. I agree with Ryan. Half the battle when you're dealing with position players coming into the season is the hype around them. And Jeremiah Love, as we know, is one of the best running backs in college football coming into the season. And with the young freshman quarterback, especially early in the season, Marcus Freeman is going to lean on Love and Price as two running backs, and then he's going to lean on his defense. So Jeremiah Love's got a great opportunity in some massive games to kind of give himself some Heisman moments. And if he has some big games and Notre Dame wins, his odds are going to shrink big time. So I think one of the better bets early on in the season is Love, because nobody plays a more difficult schedule their first two games than Notre Dame does. Comes into this season with all these hype, one of the best running backs in America. So maybe look at Jeremiah Love to win the Heisman, like Notre Dame's over 10.5 wins as well. Also, make the playoff minus 165. I would probably lay the juice for that. I think there's a great shot. Again, Notre Dame loses two games, it could get a little dicey. If the two games are Miami and A&M, they should be good. They only lose one game, though, they're going to be fine. They're going to be in the college football playoff. All right, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers now here on Send It In. Talked about the Chicago Bears on Friday. We all talked about how difficult that schedule was. And man, Green Bay's got another difficult schedule in the NFC North as well. All these NFC North teams are going to have tough schedules because obviously they play everybody in their division. They get the AFC North this year, which is not going to be easy. They also get the NFC East, which is going to be very difficult. So all these NFC North schedules that we see are going to be extremely hard. The biggest challenge with the Bears' schedule on Friday was how tough their road schedule is. The biggest obstacle that the Packers are going to have to overcome on their schedule is the end to their schedule. Look at about week 12 when they play the Minnesota Vikings right before Thanksgiving, okay? Five of their final seven games are going to be divisional games. They play the Vikings twice, the Bears twice, and they get the Lions. The other two games that they have during that stretch at Denver and home against Baltimore. So that's going to be really tough for Green Bay to end the season playing five divisional games, including the Bears twice and Minnesota twice, and then you get the Broncos and the Ravens as well. Really tough start for the Packers. I think what's interesting about them, just talking about Jeremiah Love to win the Heisman Trophy, how you maybe bet it now, because if he goes off in the first two games, that price is really going to shrink. Well, if you like Green Bay, I think you probably bet them now at plus 250, especially if you like the Packers week one against Detroit. I think when it comes to Green Bay, there's a really interesting way to bet them to win the NFC North coming into the season. If you like Green Bay to win the division, but you think they might lose week one to Detroit, I would just hold off, right? Because the Lions are the favorite. If the Lions win in Lambeau, Lions are going to be minus money to win the division after week one, and Green Bay is probably going to drop all the way to plus 400, plus 450, and you're going to get a much better price with essentially the entire season left to go. If you like Green Bay to win week one against the Lions, then I think you bet them to win the NFC North instead of just betting them week one. You certainly could do both. But again, Green Bay, there's a very good chance that they become the favorite to win the division. Maybe they're co-favorites with Detroit if they win that week one game. Then they have a short turnaround, play on Thursday night at home against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. This division, though, is going to be a tough one to grasp, but I think that's probably the best way to go about it with the NFC North. Any four of these teams can win it, but Green Bay presents an interesting opportunity with that game against Detroit in week one, where if you like the Packers to win the division but think they could lose week one against Detroit, you're probably better off just holding off and getting a better number. If you like the Packers to win the division and win week one, then maybe just bet both of those numbers, because again, if they beat the Lions, that plus 250 is not going to be there to win the NFC North. I also like Jordan Love to win MVP at 25-1. I think Jordan Love could be worth a look. Again, schedule's very difficult. They're going to have five divisional games in their final seven, and then a primetime game against the Ravens in week 17, that difficult game against the Broncos in week 15. Jordan Love's going to have a lot of big opportunities in some big games to have some big moments. 25-1, comes into the season fully healthy. They give him Matthew Golden in the first round of the draft to help to that receiving core. He got Josh Jacobs in the backfield. I think Love's one of the best value plays to win the MVP, so I'd give a look at him at 25-1 as well. Wouldn't bet the Packers to make the playoffs. Wouldn't bet their win total either. Again, if I'm looking at Green Bay, it's probably a divisional price. I like them week one against Detroit, and I'd also take a look at Jordan Love to win MVP at 25-1 as well. All right, let's do a little golfing with Glasser, talk a little Scottish Open here on Send It In. And we're at Royal Portrush for the Open Championship, which starts on Thursday. They didn't play it. They played at this course back in 2019. Before that, they hadn't played at this course all the way back since the 50s. So obviously, a lot of people are going to use the data that we got from the 2019 Open Championship when Shane Lowry won here at Royal Portrush. It's a par 71 golf course, 7,344 yards. Shane Lowry that week shot 15 under par to win the Open Championship. In second place behind him was Tommy Fleetwood at 9 under par. Then you had Tony Finau, Lee Westwood at 6 under, bunch of guys at 4 under, bunch of guys at 3 under. So it was just one of those weeks where everybody was kind of jumbled up, and Shane Lowry was just so good. He separated himself from the pack, winning by 6 shots. Shane Lowry back in 2019, what he did the best was he was such a good player off the tee, was so good in the wind, was so good at hitting those little low stingers. You know, a lot of guys are going to struggle this week with those high ball flights that they have that might get caught up in the wind. They're calling for rain just about all 4 days at Portrush. The course is right off the sea. There's obviously going to be wind elements that they're dealing with all week, so you better have a guy that can control his golf ball in the wind and hit those low stingers and bullets when he needs to. You also need a guy that's great scrambling around the greens at Portrush. That's one of my big takeaways. You look at a lot of these guys that were towards the top of the leaderboards. Shane Lowry's got a great short game. Tommy Fleetwood has a great short game. Robert McIntyre, Tyrrell Hatton, Ricky Fowler, Patrick Reed, all these guys back in 2019 that were in contention. Very good scramblers, very good chipping, all those kinds of things. So those are really the two big things I'm looking at this week. Need a guy who can get up and down around the greens, and also somebody who can really control their ball off the tee. And it's preferred if they can hit some of those low flight shots. One of the best things about the Open is that this feels like year after year the most wide open of all the majors, because we've seen guys in their 40s and 50s win this event before. We've seen shorter hitters win this event before. Because of the elements and because of those pot bunkers, it's the great equalizer against some of these longer hitters on the tour and around the world. So I would keep an eye on those two things. Some golfers that interest me this week as we head to Royal Portrush. Certainly, Russell Henley is a guy I have my eye on. I think he's probably the golfer now that maybe is the most similar to what Shane Lowry was back in 2019. Russell Henley's as accurate as they come. So good in the wind, the rain, and he's great around the green. So Russell Henley, 45-1, guy that I have my eye on. Sepp Straka's been unbelievable this year. He's all Austrian, so he's European, familiar with links-style type golf, playing in elements, these kind of courses. Had a great season, great ball striker, really good player. I think he's somebody to watch this week. How about Brooks Koepka at 55-1? I know Brooks Koepka hasn't been a factor in the majors the last couple of years, but he has played better here recently. He showed some flashes at Oakmont, but the key with Brooks this week is his caddy, Ricky Elliott, who's a guy who's from Northern Ireland, grew up right by the course at Royal Portrush. I remember when they played here 6 years ago, when Brooks was at the peak of his powers in all these majors, and he was one of the favorites. Post-round, Brooks was getting interviewed. They asked him, how many shots did you ask Ricky Elliott about during your round today? Brooks said, all of them. So having Ricky Elliott on his bag is going to be a big advantage for Brooks this week as he tees it up. I'd also look at Adam Scott at 66-1, guy who's playing really good golf, could contend here. And then Cam Young, another one at 80-1. Cam Young loves playing at the Open. He's one of the hotter golfers in the world right now. He's played in 3 Open championships. He's finished in the top 10 in 2 of them. So keep an eye on Cam Young at 80-1 this week as well. All right, let's talk a little Home Run Derby as we got that going on in Atlanta tonight. And I think a lot of us, right, just look at the Home Run Derby. We either just pick our favorite player, we pick the guy that we think has some good odds next to his name, we pick the guy that's having a great season, maybe a fan favorite that we like. But there actually are some trends and some data that you can look at to help handicap the Home Run Derby. So as we know, 8 guys in the field tonight. Cal Raleigh, O'Neill Cruz, James Wood, Byron Buxton, Junior Caminero, Brent Rooker, Matt Olson, and Jazz Chisholm are going to be your 8 contestants. Past couple years, the way that they've done it is the bracket style, right? Where we have 4 first-round matchups. This year, a little different, where all 8 guys are going to go. The top 4 are going to advance to the semifinals. And then we'll have the 2 semifinals where the 1 is going to play the 4, 2 is going to play the 3, and then we're going to have our finals matchup. Here are the 3 guys that I would look at to win tonight for the Home Run Derby. The first one is going to be O'Neill Cruz at plus 310. Great video posted by our guy Peter Apple, who comes on the show a ton here on Send It In. Also, Jared Smith, who does a lot of great work for us at the BetMGM Network, going to be hosting You Better You Bet with him all of this week. Posted a great thread of all the bullpen pitchers that are going to throw to all these guys tonight at the Derby. O'Neill Cruz has a really good situation tonight. Pirates assistant hitting coach is going to be throwing O'Neill Cruz, who is extremely comfortable with. Should be a great pairing for O'Neill Cruz. And then the stat that Peter gave, 2 stats that have really been indicative of the Home Run Derby champion that we have seen here ever since they went to this format of this like bracket style and this timed Home Run Derby instead of 10 outs and all that stuff. Age is important and max exit velocity. And outside of Teoscar Hernandez, who won it last year, all the winners of the Home Run Derby have been under the age of 26 and have also had a max exit velocity this season of at least 116. And all 3 of the guys that I'm about to list fit both of those things. O'Neill Cruz is the first one, and like I said, good matchup tonight with the bullpen pitcher that he's going to have. James Wood is another one of these guys, 22 years old. He's like left-handed Aaron Judge, 6'8", 250, absolute massive, easy power, shouldn't get as tired as some of these other guys, and he's got the third base coach, Ricky Gutierrez, throwing to him, and James Wood loves hitting BP off of him, so I would look at James Wood. And then the other guy is Junior Caminero, is going to be your sleeper pick tonight. And what I like about Caminero is the guy who he has throwing to him tonight He threw to Randy Arozarena 2 years ago when Randy was the runner-up in the Home Run Derby. So a guy who's been on this stage, he's comfortable. Caminero, his bat speed this year is absurd. He's got ridiculous power, and he's under the age of 26. So those three guys, Cruz, Wood, and Caminero, I would keep an eye on. I got James Wood winning this thing, though, at plus 400 if I had to pick those three guys, because I just think the narrative right now with the Nationals, had the number one pick last night, GM, manager got fired last week, kind of all these storylines building up, James Wood winning the Home Run Derby, and I just love taking these young freakazoids, big kids that can withstand the stamina that you need to win the Derby. So give me James Wood at plus 400 to take the cake tonight in Atlanta. All right, real quick, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a Home Run Derby odds boost token. The Derby is here. Step into the batter's box. Take your swing at the upper deck with elevated odds. Thanks to this odds boost token, activate your odds boost token for any Home Run Derby bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Don't miss your chance at a bigger payout with every long ball. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas, BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, got about 30, 40 seconds left for our best plays of the night. Obviously, no going streaking today because there are no MLB games, so we can just go ahead and skip that. Our prop lock, though, is going to be James Wood to win the Home Run Derby at plus 400. Winner of the Home Run Derby as our dog of the day is going to be plus 110 because, again, the three guys that I think can win it, Cruz, Caminero, Wood, two of those guys play in the National League. So we'll take the winner of the Derby to be in the NL at plus 110. And then give me my best bet, Notre Dame over 10.5 wins at plus 100. I think the Irish could go undefeated this year. I think at worst they go 11-1. Best bet, Notre Dame over 10.5 wins. Thanks again to Ryan Horvath for joining us today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Let's go, James Wood. We'll see you tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.